The Brady Report, thanks to Torrey Butchers. Taking Christmas orders now. Torrey.com.au.
Ender Brady is our man. And sad news this morning with the passing of Bob Willis. Good morning, Ender.
Yeah, morning, boys. Good to speak to you again. Yeah, Bob Willis has passed away at the age of 70. So a lot of the obituaries today just full of wonderful stories about his cricketing career. And one match in particular, it was the so-called Botham Ashes series of 1981 at Headingley. And England were in a pretty unassailable position, really. You know, nobody gave them a chance of catching Australia. Botham came in and smashed the runs. And it was over to Bob Willis to get the wickets. And he did. 8 wickets for 43 runs against Australia, Headingley in Leeds, 1981. There had never been a bowling performance like that, and there hasn't been since. And then, of course, he retired in 1984. Later, he joined Sky Sports as a cricket pundit and analyst. And I actually bumped into him not 3 weeks ago at work coming through the lobby of Sky Sports. And it's hard to believe he's gone. Bob Willis passing away.
Had he been sick, Ender?
Apparently, he'd been fighting an illness for quite some time. Nobody knew very much about it, but I saw him not 3 weeks ago, and you know he looked fantastic. But there we are, Bob Willis gone at 70.
A lot of people remember him.
Yeah, he had that funny bowling action didn't he, with the arm that used to flick around the back. Melania has made a visit in your part of the world, India.
Yeah, so she has been to a school in northeast London today, and it's really interesting because, you know, obviously a lot of the headlines are generated by her husband on this NATO trip over the last 2 days, world leaders gossiping behind his back. She has been very upfront, and some school children asked her questions. They asked her about Christmas and what she's going to do and how she's spending it, and she said to them that she'll be spending it at the White House in Washington, D.C., and she said she doesn't really like it there. She said it's boring, and she feels quite stifled.
Oh, really?
So there you go. That's Mrs. Trump talking to 10-year-olds today.
Good on you, Andy. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.
And you, boys.